So I'm here at the residency with Oliver Eclipse, well-known photographer in Alice Springs. Oliver, how long have you been in Alice Springs for?
All in all, it would be around about 12 years since I first arrived here. On and off, I've been in and out, but generally based here for the last 12 years, which is, I love it, as I was saying before, and very, very enjoy every minute of it.
It's so wonderful to see your work develop over those years and over the time that you've been here. What is it about the Central Australian landscape that captures your imagination?
I would say look at it, but you can't. The colours. The colours are they're like nothing else. Once you learn the strength of the sun that we have here and the heat that comes with it, and the knowing the time of the years, when to go and where to go, the colours just come alive. There's so much life here. Like as I said, over the period of the last 10 years, of course, we've had massive amounts of rain compared to completely and utterly dry with nothing at all. I think last year we had 67 mils, which is a record for the least amount of rain. So it does. It just gives you a different dynamic, as you sort of see in those two. It's just, at the moment, it's barren. But yeah, we've got a lot of talk of a lot of rain coming. So let's see. Let's see how we go.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Well, we're inside the residency here with your gorgeous exhibition centred and right in front of us, speaking of light and that colour, right in front of us a whole series of photographs that really capture that. Can you go through some of these for us?
Sure. Obviously, the one at the top there is just basically of the Devil's Marbles at night with the galaxy in the background. Just waiting. I was actually on my way home from Tennant Creek and I thought, I'm not really in a rush to get back home. I'll hang out for the night. I knew it was a dark moon night, so I knew the galaxy would be doing some pretty epic things out there and it did. So yeah, I grabbed some beautiful imagery. It was very windy, so a lot of the ones I wanted to take of the trees I couldn't quite do, but with the rocks, they're not going to get blown anywhere.
Absolutely fantastic. And you've captured that moonlight hitting down on the rocks of the Devil's Marbles. It's beautiful. This one down here, this is, you say, on the way out to Santa Teresa, actually captured via drone.
Yes. Yeah, I've my new toy. I love it. It just takes a completely different element and aesthetics and mind to just photography. Like as I was saying, when you drive out there, it's a big dusty road and the hills do look beautiful on the left hand side as you're driving out, but I stopped, I thought, I'll have a look, and I put the drone in the air and I was gobsmacked. I really was absolutely gobsmacked.
This one over here, I mean, we talk about light and colour and the extreme light and colour that we get here in Central Australia. This is sunlight hitting, I guess that's Uluru.
Correct.
I noticed that. There you go, that sandstone rock. Yeah. And it's just beautiful.
Thank you. As you do when you get to Uluru, especially as a photographer, you get lost in time. I was wanting to go back to this spot later in the day and I sort of walked to my watch, looked at the sun, I had to run. And I'm not very good at running with a crooked knee that I have after a motorbike accident, but I ran for about 15, 20 minutes to get to this spot, laid in the dirt, had ants crawling up all around my back. I'll never forget it. And the sun just hit it, just that last pot of light, just gathered it, and that's why it's that the orange and that's just see it in the tiny bit in the tree there as well. So, it was an adventure, but I'll never forget it. And I got the image I wanted. I actually went back there a few years ago, and it was raining the first time I'd seen it actually raining at Uluru. So I did exactly the same shot with the rain, so I could So one day I'll put them both up in sun and rain. So very incredibly different colours.
What extent would you go to as a photographer to capture that shot, that perfect shot that's out there?
In honesty, on pure honesty, if I can see something at the end of it, I'll do everything I possibly can to get it. Again, last night, the lady was here talking about my photography, which was wonderful. She has so many good stories. I've known her for the same amount of time, 10 years. And she just kept reminding me of how she'd see me in dirt at festivals, taking photos of people's feet and how I was up in a tree, just to try and get a different... Because the biggest thing with photography now is everybody has a phone in their pocket. So it's sort of just... You think, well, that's it. It was nice. It was good fun to be a photographer, but those days aren't going to be the same, but it's that's why I've always tried to do something different, or try to make look something different, or go to a different point, or go a bit higher, or go a bit lower, or get right down on the sand, or anything and everything I possibly can.